flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO, our chief love officer, Steve Harvey.
You couldn't put her butt behind me. I'm sorry.
I know. All right. Trent in Augusta writes, I've been casually dating someone, but we're not exclusive, and she knows it. I was at her house when her dad popped up, and she introduced me as her boyfriend. She said it to a close friend, too. Is it rude to correct her when she does that?
Well, you're still her boyfriend. Y'all just not exclusive. What you got? She got to introduce you to somebody. What she can't do is go, hey, this is Lester, my non-exclusive.
Yeah.
You know, you just got a title, dog. Yeah. And, you know, man, look, if I was her, I'd ghost you because it's obviously you have no plans for her.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obvious that you have no plans for her. But the thing about some people is, even when you tell them the truth, they don't believe you. Now, that ain't your fault because you've clearly tried to be forthright with her, but she ain't trying to hear that. But there are a lot of people who think they can change your mind. If they just stay with it and keep loving you and doing things, you're going to change your mind. You're not, but okay.
All right.
So.
All right, moving on. Thank you, CLO. Moving on to Misha in Baton Rouge.
Hold on, I got one other thing to say. Okay. Why don't you just tell her, look, me and you, we're not going nowhere. Mm-hmm. It's just a thing. Now, do you understand that? Have that conversation with her and then see how far it go. And I know you probably think you've had, we just non-exclusive. Yeah, I'm cool with that. They ain't ever cool with that.
Boyfriend means something to him. Yeah, that word. All right, moving on to Misha in Baton Rouge. Misha writes, all of a sudden, my husband is asking for something he knows I don't do. I don't know if he saw it on a video or if another woman has done it to him. Whatever the case, I refuse to. Why would this come up after 18 years of marriage?
Oh, my God.
I don't know exactly what you're talking about. I really don't. I don't want to speculate.
Right.
I don't know how to
deal with but it's only one of two things. It's only one of two things.
It's the two.
Why does he talk? I don't even
shut up. There's only two things that you can introduce that's abnormal.
But it's number two for Showtime.
And, you know.
Now Junior jumped in.
Yeah. So you're trying not to speculate CLO, but you kind of
It ain't but two things.
And after 18 years of marriage, why?
I'm fascinated. She ain't been doing it for that long. I'm fascinated on that.
Let's just talk about this in terms of, because we got it so you can understand where I'm coming from. Let's call it number one and number two. Let's just call the two items that we could do number one and number two. Okay. If it's number one that you don't do, you're going to have to make some adjustments to that. Now, if you don't do the number two, I perfectly understand that because that's a little bit abnormal. You know.
I'm very confused.
I am too.
Well, I'm trying not to be graphic on the radio.
We appreciate that.
So let me put it to you this way. If I'm going to the bathroom to do the number one.
Why is that in here?
And that's better?
Yeah.
Your examples, man. Your go-tos.
Damn.
Not working.
I'm trying to slow down on the confusion.
Okay.
Give us clarity.
I tell you what.
Well, me and Tommy understand what you're saying. We understand. Yeah.
I know. Whatever. Number one or two, she's not doing it. That's what she's saying.
Well, okay. Then you don't know where he got it from.
Right. That's what she's saying. All of a sudden, you've been knowing I haven't been doing it for 18 years.
For 18 years.
Why are you asking now? That's her point.
Well,
she's not doing it.
Well,
people,
you know,
change.
What?
People change.
People change. Everybody doing.
There we go, Shirley.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we got
to move
on.
I ain't want to go to the chiropractor, but I was down there yesterday.
Moving on to Jack.
Key word, down there.
Minneapolis. Jack Wes in Minneapolis says, I spotted my wife following me, so I went to a beauty salon and parked. So did she. She called and asked if I was at work, and I said yes. She called me a liar and accused me of cheating. I'm tired of her games. How do I stop this madness?
Oh, that's what Jacquez. Jacquez. Yes. First of all, Jacquez.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
They're young.
Jacquez, if you knew she was following you, and you drove down to the beauty salon, and then she called you and asked you was at work, and then you said, yeah, and then she accused you of lying. You was lying.
Yes.
Damn, yes, dog. You're not helping yourself at all. You're reinforcing the doubts. So, bruh, I don't know how you gonna get to a positive by performing more of a negative. I'm going to trick her more into thinking I'm doing something. I'm going to look like I'm doing it and then say I ain't. Yes, Carla.
I thought you said he's supposed to lie. So was he supposed to say the truth?
But you saw her following you.
He okay, didn't. So he was supposed to confess and say,
No.
I'm not
Junior,
at work.
What do you mean he didn't?
He saw her. Because why would you pull into a beauty salon? All the places you can pull into is a beauty salon. You can pull into a barbershop.
Stop, Junior. Read the thing again, Carla. This is why you don't do this part of the show.
He said,
read Charlotte.
He said, I spotted my wife.
I spotted my wife following me.
So I went to a beauty salon and parked.
Ta-da! Now, Junior, unfold your damn arms.
Junior's mad.
Junior's right, though.
I do, too.
I hear what he's saying.
You see her, and you pull into a beauty salon. Barbershop wasn't going to work?
You didn't hear what I said. Why don't you listen? Turn your hat around.
Why are you mad at Junior?
Turn your hat around.
He's mad.
He got his hat on backwards, and he got his arm folded, and it's the CLO question. This ain't for him.
He can respond. He can throw
Junior, if he saw his wife following him, and he pulled his dumb ass down in front of the beauty salon, and then she called him, and then she said, well, you at work? And he said, yes, I'm at work. And then she said, you lied. He said he getting tired of that. But, dog, you lied to her again, and then you knew you wasn't there, and you knew she saw you. Why did you pick that time to lie to reinforce the distrust?
Because he listens to this show.
And you know. Lie all
and you talk
the time.
About lie.
No,
when
listen
a
to me.
Do.
But if you know she know, you can't lie.
What?
So there are conditions to lying. Okay.
Man, y'all got to know how to pick the place tonight.
He's so irritated right now. He's so irritated right now.
Stupid.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.